Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I honor you for what you're doing for yourself as you get ready to sit down and meditate. And I know that there are so many other things you think you might need to be doing, but you are in the right place right now as you get ready to connect to the best part of who you are, because that's what you do when you meditate. Well, I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation teacher who shares a different meditation technique every single day on the podcast. And every technique is customized around a weekly theme. And our theme this week, this happens to be episode 664, our theme is the path to peace, energy, and clarity. Because in my years of working with people and as a meditator myself, I've noticed over the past two decades that what people really want when they meditate is more peace, energy, and clarity. And so what I've done this week is a little bit different from what I usually share. I'm opening up the kimono, so to speak, to show you what I do in my day-to-day life, how I weave meditation throughout my day. And one way that I do this is that I thought about the major areas of my life that I'd like to focus on, and these change, but for the most part, they're pretty consistent. And I've selected one major area each day to focus on in what I call a daily mini ritual. And so every Sunday I reflect on the past week and I think about what I want to happen in the coming week, what I want to see in my life. And then on Mondays I do an affirmation where I set an intention for the whole week. And you'll hear an affirmation meditation every Monday. And then on Tuesday, I focus on my health. So I do a breathing technique. And I do one thing throughout the day that is good for my health, whether that's going for a walk, eating more salad that day. It could be something major or something small. It just depends on what's happening in my life at the time and what I'm going through. And then on Wednesday, so yesterday's meditation was recorded for a Wednesday, and I feed my spirit on that day. That's where I focus on something that really makes me excited, and I try to do something that lifts me up, that really makes me feel excited about my life. And I selected that for Wednesday. Wednesday's often known as hump day, the midweek. And we can kind of feel like, oh, you know, we've still got the rest of the week ahead of us. And so I wanted something to look forward to midweek. And then Thursday, this is for a Thursday's meditation if you're listening to this in sequence, although you don't have to listen to the meditations in sequence, you can listen to any meditation at any time. But on Thursdays, I focus on some project I'm working on, or maybe I don't have anything really going on, so I'll set some goals or think about something that I can do to feel more productive. It might even be organizing my junk drawer or rearranging a room or making progress on a program I've been working on. That's what I've been doing lately on Thursdays. Or it could just be me reaching out to someone for more information about something that I want to get involved in. So I think of Thursdays as a day to connect to what I am working on currently in my life, kind of like my to-do list. I really focus on my to-do list on that day. And so in today's meditation, I'm going to be sharing with you a chakra. Now, this is a meditation that you can do whether or not you do the chakra technique. You never have to do the techniques I share. I simply offer techniques as a way to help you focus your mind as you're meditating and you get that monkey mind where your mind is wandering and distracted. The techniques can really help you to refocus. And I also like to share meditation techniques because you can kind of tell if you've been listening to me for a while that I really like themes. And so I have a theme for each day, and this is because I love learning new things. I love to really keep my meditations fresh and dynamic. So I switch them up every day, and I look forward to the technique every single day that I do. And I hope you do too. And I hope you're learning some new things about meditation that you may never have explored before. So if chakras are new to you, then I think you'll enjoy this meditation. Really, you don't have to do anything when you do a chakra meditation. You just will focus and visualize a certain emotion that I guide you through. So, with this, I want to tell you also that I leave all the meditation techniques for this meditation series on my website at sipandom.com. Just go to the Peace, Energy, and Clarity meditation series, and you'll see all the meditations and the techniques and all the links I may refer to as I guide you through these meditations. Well, you can also join a free private Facebook group that goes right along with this daily podcast, and that is also, you'll see on my website, on every single meditation series, you'll see where you can join the private Facebook group, or you can go to, if you're on your mobile device, it might be easier to just go to Sip and Om Facebook page and send me a message. Just say, hey, I'd love to add you, or could you please add me to the group? And I will say, yes, I'd love to add you to the group. And so you can meet up with meditators from around the world and participate in our weekly challenges that we do, customized around each week's theme. Well, wherever you may be, whether you're walking as you listen to this, driving in your car, doing chores, errands, or if you are in the best place where you'll gain that deep inner peace, but we're all at our own place on this meditation journey. So honor wherever you are. If you're not quite to the point where you're really sitting down, focusing, closing your eyes and meditating, no worries. Just the fact that you're listening to this and attuning yourself to meditation and what you can do with it and what it can do for you, that is perfect. Well, if you're seated on the floor or in a chair, I honor you. Go ahead and straighten your spine. Relax the areas of your body where you may hold tension. So close your eyes gently. Keep them slightly elevated. This keeps your thoughts uplifted. Relax your jaw and your face. Soften your throat. Relax your neck. Relax your shoulders and your spine. Feel the tension drain down your spine. Relax your arms and your hands. Rest your hands on your lap with your palms upward or downward. Soften your stomach. Let it relax and hang out. This allows you to oxygenate your entire body when you release your stomach muscles. Doesn't that feel so much better? Relax your hips and your thighs. Soften your knees. Relax your calves. And relax your feet. Beautiful. bring your attention to your breath. Notice how it flows in and out of your body. Inhale through your nose. Feel the air enter your body and circulate. Exhale through your nose, feeling tension and pent-up energy release. Very nice. Just notice your breath. Feel yourself become calmer. Not forcing yourself in any way, allowing yourself to be exactly as you are right now. Giving yourself permission to transition at your own pace. Sometimes this can take a little longer. Sometimes you can get there right away. Very nice. Now bring your attention to the very base of your spine. This is your first chakra. It's where it all begins. To reach your highest chakras, your seventh chakra, you start with the first chakra. You always start at the beginning. Chakras all hold hands together. So when you focus on one, you bring into your focus the qualities of the other chakras. Chakras represent your different emotions and experiences. Your first chakra at the base of your spine relates to you feeling grounded and centered. Those things you firmly believe in, maybe your religion or spirituality, maybe your morality. Maybe what you were raised, your family's core beliefs, or maybe not, maybe what you've come up with on your own. Feeling grounded and rooted. I'll guide you up all the way to your seventh chakra. Now, bring your attention to your second chakra at your reproductive organs, your sexual organs. And this represents you being open to opportunities around you. So you're not so stuck in your ways. You're allowing yourself to be open to change. Think about what opportunities are around you right now. What could you pursue? Now, you don't want to be so open that you become wishy-washy and latch on to the first thing that comes your way. You want to be selective. And so, you bring in the quality of your third chakra right in your stomach area, your digestion, where you assimilate your energy that you take in. This represents your fire, your passion. When you connect with your passion, what truly lights you up, what feeds your spirit, then you know which opportunities to pursue. Connect to your inner passion. This has wisdom in it. Now you have your passion and you're wondering how you can share it, what you can do with it, how you can live your life this way. And this brings you to your fourth chakra, which is right at your heart. Love, compassion, gratitude. This is where you reach a turning point, where you start to drop away from your ego and your likes, your dislikes, what you believe in, what you represent, and you start to reach out to the world and include others and the environment in your choices, in your passions, and what you represent. And it's right at your fourth chakra where you send out love and gratitude for your life, for those in it, for everyone around you. So your purpose becomes more about how you can connect with others and make the world a better place. And then your fifth chakra guides you right up to your throat, your voice. And this is how you express yourself to the world. How you show up with all you are, you at your best. How you share it with the world. Can you uniquely do to share your passion and talents with the world? And then you go up to your sixth chakra. And this has two locations. One is right behind your neck. If you place your left hand right at the dip of your neck, the back of your neck, your medulla oblongata, this is where your ego resides. And then if you put your right hand at your forehead, the center of your forehead, often referred to in yoga and meditation as your spiritual eye, this is where you receive divine wisdom, inner guidance, intuition. If you can release your ego, all your likes, your attachments, your desires that don't support you, release that with your left hand there at your medulla oblongata and just visualize a golden cord or a golden rod kind of running through your head and pointing out through your forehead, connecting your medulla oblongata, the back of your neck with your forehead, your spiritual eye. If you could visualize transferring your ego attachments to this inner guidance, and you connected to the divine, whatever that means for you, or just the world at large, everyone and everything around you. And then you'll send that up to your seventh chakra, right at the top of your head, the crown of your head. And this is where you are connected, fully connected and expansive with the world around you, feeling completely at one. This is the ultimate path of peace, energy, and clarity. I've so enjoyed sharing this meditation with you. You can relax your arms, relax your body, continue meditating, or end your meditation, write in a journal, sip some tea, go quietly for a little while as you let the benefits of the meditation surround you. And you are so worth slowing down for.